Hey, Mike and JF, it's Sean from San Diego. On your recent much-beloved segment, Breaking Up Was Easier in the 90s, you said that Tuca and Birdie had been canceled after one season and couldn't be watched anymore. And I just want to let you know it's back on Adult Swim for another season. So maybe on, Breaking Up Was Hard on the 2020s, you guys can talk about how great the second season was. First episode's free on YouTube, or you can watch the second episode on my Plex server. So just ask me for my login details. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike, first thing we got to talk about, we got to address this right off the bat. You don't want to give out your login details for Plex to just anybody. You need to add them as a member who shares a library with you. Come on, gang. Let's get this together, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Don't act like I'm weird. This is the only thing you know anything about. Don't act like this is my fucking thing. You don't know anything else.
I just give out my username and password to anybody who wants it, but I guess
no, Mike,
I guess that's just me.
No, don't play like that. People are gonna hear that and take that seriously. They're gonna believe that you don't have good infosec regarding your massive piracy treasure trove. Come on. Tell them how important it is to make sure never to reuse passwords. You know this.
Got to get a password manager, gang. All right. I'm sick of telling you.
Yeah.
All right. And you got to store those passwords and have a master password.
Okay? I feel like I'm your dad and you are.
I feel that way too.
I didn't finish. You're at the big T-ball game and I'm trying to get you to hit the big run, you don't hit a home run in T-ball. I can't imagine.
Maybe.
Imagine the fucking kid who's hitting home runs off the tee.
On that motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. You can look up bodybuilding kid. You can look up kid bodybuilder and things will show up. Yeah. Didn't that guy used to go on Mari and he was like 10 years old?
Like a little Russian kid, right?
I remember him being Russian
bodybuilder. Was he a little Russian guy?
I remember him being American. Didn't he have like a ponytail? That seems like an American thing to have like a really long ponytail.
He had really bad hair, and that's how I know he was Russian.
Okay.
Because he had a shitty haircut. Okay. Little Hercules was his kid's name.
What is he doing now?
Little Hercules 2021. So I guess other people are also wondering.
Yeah.
He's 26 years old, and he's just like a guy.
He just looks normal?
He just looks like a normal guy.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Looks
yeah,
better than
sure.
I do.
Yeah, obviously.
Don't say yeah to that.
Low bar. He's got a pulse. He looked better than you. Oh, he's got a pulse. Okay, great.
Got a ponytail. He's got it all. This guy.
I guess if you're going to be 9 years old and really ripped, you're probably on a bunch of drugs and stuff, huh? That's not good.
Yeah. What kind of drugs do you think? Where do you get them?
I don't know. I think like Barry Bonds had that stuff in his locker, right? And I don't really remember how did he get busted? Did Barry Bonds get busted because he was in the locker room and someone was like taking a picture of his locker and you could see in the locker what was in there? Was that what happened with him?
I don't know.
And then
did he get busted? I heard that. I the only thing I know about baseball is the Mark. What is his name?
Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa.
McGuire.
Yeah.
Or no, who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Right.
Damn.
The baseball guys. Welcome to Diamond Chat. We're taking you around the league for the hottest scores.
I just looked up Mark, baseball player. It was Mark McGuire.
Okay.
Like I said.
You had it right the first time, yeah.
But he did some steroid stuff, right? Or
he did. He did a lot of steroids. Yeah, he got really huge and hit the ball extremely far for a very short period of time. And then after that, question mark. Not sure what happened. But I feel like I really do think the Barry Bonds thing was like someone was interviewing him in front of his locker. And also because it's sports, his dick was out. You just couldn't see. Because the guy's standing there with the camera and the dick is there, but it's like below the camera so you can't see the dick. He has it drying off his dick. Your dick gets really wet when you play baseball. And I feel like somebody screenshot it, like took a picture of it and then looked in the locker and saw that he had a bottle in there and they looked up what the bottle was maybe. But like, that's like the original roasting the background of a picture, right?
This guy's got a horse steroids in his locker. Plus, he's got a bunch of wires in there, too. His whole setup's fucked.
Oh, my God. Barry Bonds is taking 10 times the recommended dose of testosterone, and he's drinking it down in milkshakes and stuff. And plus, he still has the stickers on his TV. What the fuck? Let's get this fucking guy. Let's get this motherfucker. That's a shame. But I think it worked out okay. His head got really big. If you look up, can you pull up Barry Bonds' head? Barry Bonds' head size comparison. His head got really, really big, which,
what the fuck?
His head got huge due to the stuff he was taking. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Now, is that worth the trade-off?
Yeah, I don't know. To hit the ball really far? Maybe.
I mean, you're hitting the ball now, and it's like not going very far, right? I mean, there's a pretty simple solution to this.
Need to fucking up your head size, bro.
Like, you're taking a bunch of drugs now, and you still can't hit the ball far, right? So I feel like, what are you...
You talking to me?
Yes.
I'm taking aspirin.
Okay.
This is not doing shit for me. Tylenol Extra Strength.
Wait, is it generic or you bought the name brand?
Look at that. Name brand.
Okay. Wow. Guys, stop subscribing to the Patreon. Mike is able to afford.
Name brand. Acetaminophen.
Why would you ever buy Tylenol? What are you doing? Are you in a foreign country where you can only get Tylenol? You know, the store brand works the same, right?
Well, I have the store brand, but I bought this as well.
Just as a treat? Just to treat yourself?
Yeah. I figured I've earned it. Been doing this show for five years, man. We've.
if you're under 25, you don't realize that that actually is like a treat you can do for yourself is to buy the real medicine. That way you don't have to try to pronounce. Do you know? Because the other one is it's Aleve, right? Aleve is the one that has like a really long name. My wife's never said, "Hey, can you go get me the naproxeline?"
Yeah, naproxen sodium.
Yeah,
can you grab me the bottle of naproxen mim sodium out of there.
Can you give me the huge pitcher of 3,200 naproxeloxacin sodium?
Everything is just Tylenol, and I think that's a hillbilly thing. Right. That I grew up with. It's just everything is Tylenol or aspirin. It doesn't matter. It's a painkiller.
Yeah.
Who's going to fucking come in and fact check you? I have a headache. Don't bother me with this.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is worry about getting the name right. Okay.
So you're saying basically you have the same approach to over-the-counter medicine as most people do to like soda.
Yeah. It's all Coke to me.
But yeah. I'll have a Coke. Is Pepsi okay? I don't know.
I don't care.
Is it gonna work?
Put something wet in my mouth. Okay.
Does that stuff work? Like when you have a headache, do you take Tylenol and then it goes away? Do you feel like, oh, it worked? Or do you just, because when I take it, I'll tell you what happens. If I have a headache, which is pretty rare for me, I will take whichever one I grab first and looks the least expired, which they're all expired, by the way, but it's just like some of them are a little bit less expired than others. And I just grab that one and I plop it down. And like 45 minutes later, if I think about it, I'll go, oh, I guess my head doesn't hurt anymore. But maybe it would have done it on its own, too. Like, well, yeah. I don't know.
They're running a fucking big scam over there, a big aspirin or big Tylenol or whatever you call it.
Or whatever it is, yeah. And they're screwing us. They're screwing us out of like $1.98 every year. They're fucking us.
Fat cats.
When you got your tooth worked on, did they give you Tylenol 3? Have you ever had that, or Tylenol 2 or whatever? The sequels to Tylenol?
Yeah, I remember that. The Tylenol 3, which is like supposed to be, I guess, 2 ibuprofens worth of pain relief or something like that. It's like, don't quit jacking me off here.
I don't get
it. You're jacking me off. Why don't you just pull my cock out and jack me off right here in the dentist's office? Because that's what you're doing.
Right. The geniuses over at Tylenol Incorporated have somehow figured out how to combine 2 of their pills into one pill.
Yeah, and then we'll call it Tylenol 3 instead of Tylenol 2 because we're giving it to Jesse.
That's smart. You know, I can swallow 2 pills. It's not a problem for me. You don't. If this is like $20, I don't need this. I'll just go. I'll take two pills. It's like one extra second of work, and I've got plenty of time because I went to the dentist, so my whole day's a write off. You know, they don't get it.
The other day I took like a vitamin Then I took like a B12. Then I took some fish oil. And then I took some keto mumbo jumbo that doesn't work.
Right.
And then I took like one other pill. And I just like swallowed them all. And I stared at myself. I stared at myself in the bathroom mirror. And I was like, fucking beast mode, bro.
That's true, because I do. I take the vitamin and I take the fish oil as well. And who fucking knows? But the one thing that you can take that will make you feel different besides drugs is pre-workout. And I've said this before, but if you take the pre-workout, like I'll take the pre-workout and then I'll sit there on the computer for 20 minutes. And after like, 10, 15 minutes or whatever, I just start to like vibrate in the seat.
What is in it? Is it a lot of B12 or something? I've never taken it. Obviously.
It's like 10,000 milligrams of caffeine and then a bunch of other crap. That's cool. Like beetroot and stuff and just stupid shit like that. But it goes into your body and very quickly you start to tingle. You start to like...
Yeah.
And it makes me post on the computer like super good.
Post enhancing drugs. Just to, That's cool.
So you heard in the voicemail, Tuca and Burpee has become a new, it's got a new season on Adult Swim, right? Is that that's what it's on now?
This is the show that is taking the world by storm, JF. This is Tuki and Birdo, and this is there are two birds trying to navigate life in the trying to navigate their way in the metropolis of Busy Town or wherever they are.
Right,
I don't know where they are.
Yeah, well, and it's not just Tuca and Burpo. It's Billy Bird is there. He's in one of the neighbors. Billy Bird is there. You've got Francis Flamingo, who is owns a car dealership. And let's see,
Squanji, the rat, and he has a little bakery.
Yep.
Which is funny. Like, why would you want to buy?
I wouldn't.
He's been rolling around in shit, this rat.
But then if you're a bird, birds eat rats, I think. So it's kind of like, well, that makes sense. It would be like for us.
Relax. I'm just here to buy a loaf of bread.
A rat holding a gun while rolling out some dough. Now that show I'd like to see. Toopy and Boopy is I'm looking forward to the new season of it. I don't know when it comes out. I have depression, so I'm looking forward to watching it and seeing what I should do about it. But I was able to find a clip of the show. They don't have many clips of the show out, I guess, because it only lasted like one episode and they canceled it for being really boring and annoying. But I did find a clip of it. I thought we could watch it maybe and just see what we're missing out on. This is on Adult Swim. I personally found this clip on YouTube. So check. Let's just watch it. It's called How to Be a Bro.
Being a bro is tons of fun, and you can be a bro if you wanna be one.
I can be a bro.
It's birds. The birds are like bros all across the bro land. It sounds like people, but it's birds.
Men who row on crossbows, host talk shows, can be bros.
Men who shove, men who rain, men unloved, men ordained.
A bro is a schmo who can do anything.
It's like a rooster doing this.
Or you could be a simple sweetie and still uphold the patriarchy.
We live life free of strife.
If bros don't like their wages, they can just ask for a raise.
That's a good... I wanted to talk about this. This is actually...
Is this what their show is?
Yeah, well, this is a good message to... You can ask... If bros don't like wages, they can just ask for raises. That's something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this pro-bro or anti-bro?
Sarcastic side-eye to the patriarchy. But they're also birds, which is cool.
Okay. Why do the birds have the same problems as us?
Yeah, you would think. That's what makes the show interesting, JF.
I don't agree. I think birds should have different... I'm more interested in what problems birds might have.
Yeah, where are your bird problems,
I know what my problems are. I'd like to know what the bird has a job. And I think the first problem should be like, well, this is weird. How do I sit in a car to go to work? I think that's like the first episode of the show is like, how do birds sit in car? Yeah. Why do you not want to solve these problems? Like, you're just, I mean, it's just laziness. People don't want to work anymore.
Now she's got it. But being a bro isn't always easy.
It's not?
Despite my status, wealth, and age,
I'm Bloomberg magazine. It's like Bloomberg.
Why are all my jokes so sexist? Out in public, I'm a leftist.
My dad told me boys don't cry, so I keep my eye holes dry. Feel sad when drunk and don't know why.
But enough pity parties, I'm sick of despair. Why don't we look at that chick over there? Look at her, so sweet and happy. She must be why you feel so crappy.
What do you think? What do you think about it? What do you think about this?
Oh boy, you know. I bet it's a good show. I bet it's a good show. Past it. Maybe this is just a bad clip, maybe, you know. 101,000 thumbs ups on YouTube and 135 thumbs downs.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's interesting what makes it to air on Adult Swim and what, for instance, doesn't make it to air on Adult Swim.
You kind of think canceled, about maybe.
Yeah, the kind of the stuff that gets canceled and then you compare it. It's kind of interesting to.
Lisa Hannawald is an American illustrator, writer, and cartoonist. She has published comic series as well as 3 books of illustrations. She works as the production designer and producer of the Netflix animated series BoJack Horseman and co-hosts the podcast Baby Geniuses podcast. She created and executive produces the Netflix animated series Tuca and Birdie.
Wait, so she worked on Horseman and then she spun it off into another animal show?
Yeah, kind of.
Come on, man. Kind
of maybe like, you know,
come on. Else. I don't.
Let's anxiously awaiting her third idea.
What the hell? You can't do that. I don't like, I don't know enough about how to draw anything. You maybe know more about this than I do. But how come it's like Ricky Morty is the same thing, right? Like there's the Ricky Morty show and it's really popular. Hmm. And then they're like, hey guys, we got a new show. And it's
and it
by
looks
the,
exactly the same.
Yeah, it's by the same. It'll have the same sensibility and it's by the same guys and we'll have some of the same voices in it. And we used the same computer to draw it. So it looks the same.
I mean, got to be the easiest fucking thing in the world to do. You're just coming. You're just fucking 30 people in a writer's room being like, oh, this hippopotamus is depressed or whatever.
Right.
Why is he depressed? Well, he lost his job due to, you know, the economy.
The hippo economy. Yeah. I get doing a show and it's like, not every show is for everybody, obviously, but I at least get the appeal of being like, I'm in a room of several funny people and we're like making jokes about this thing. And yeah, it like the show ultimately is not that nice to look at. And maybe it's like forgettable and doesn't say anything interesting. But at least there's like 10 good jokes in this episode that somebody laughed at. That I get. But I don't know if I get the part where it's like, okay, there's no jokes. It's just sad and it doesn't look good. You know what I mean? And it's on TV still? I don't know what that is.
I don't know, man.
I guess I'm just afraid of like my emotions and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess I use humor to cope, you know? I guess that's one of my main. Yeah.
She's not losing, then you aren't winning. Boys, line up!
The birds are spinning in the cup. What's gonna happen next?
You can kick down any doors.
You gotta fight and win your wars.
Be a bro and get what's yours.
So, you work here long, beautiful?
How can I help you today?
I must make...
He's doing pickup artist stuff. The bird's doing pickup.
I'll wear the pants of the cargo. I'll be a bird who is a...
She'll be a bird who is a...
No, don't do it, Burpo!
Oh, did she do it? I cut off.
Yeah,
Birdie she... Birdie learns the ins and outs of being a bro. All new episodes of... How do you say it? Tonka?
I'm not... Yeah. Know. They don't spell it out. Yeah. Basically, so what that song was about was getting her to spit in a cup and put the spit cup into like a big food
lemonade
a food
stand
a food bowl. Cart's yeah bowl. And then there was another guy who was distracting the woman, the lady bird, while not lady bird. What's now I'm so confused.
Now you go. That's another show. Click that one that says bad news for Birdie. I want to see what that says. I want to see what that is.
You want to see bad news for Birdie?
Yeah. Now I'm watching the show.
Hey, I finished it. What's the prize?
10% off your next candy egg. Okay.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah. I guess I didn't really need my huge bag. Good thing I keep an extra passport tucked in my underwear at all times.
Okay, so it looks like that plan didn't work out, but...
That bird has tattoos. How does that work?
What if I start printing money? No. Check it. My chiropractor has...
Whoa, Speckle. Overdid it a bit?
Burzy. My sister...
Oh, Burzy.
Burzy, that's how you say it.
Criminal? He's an animal, but does crime?
Shush. What's applied in Planto stays inside of Planto.
Let's go, Come on.
The mayor knows.
I guess he's like, he's on drugs or something. Her brother
Your
is on
brother
drugs.
Is such a clown. Hey, I'm so glad you girls.
What's the bad news?
I mean, I'm sorry you got robbed.
Oh my god, she got robbed?
Oh, wow.
I'm really glad we came. I know you and Speckle aren't married, but it still feels like you're my cool little sister. Ugh. Before Speckle met you, all his girlfriends were like super hot, confident, self-actualized, successful, mean girls. It sucked. What?
That's the clip?
I know, look, it is hard to make clips. Look, I've made a couple of clips of the show, and it's hard to do because it's
God.
You know, you're like self-conscious, like, I made this. Like, how do I decide what's good about what I made? You know, you're like, oh, all this judgment and everything. But that's not a good clip, right?
A heartfelt conversation with Speckle's sister ends with bad news for Burzy.
And so the bad news is she's not hot.
Or she can't live up to the standards of her boyfriend's ex-girlfriends is the problem. And I can identify with that, JF.
Yeah.
Either way, you slice it. The show is a hoot. You're going to be laughing.
That's fucking funny. Tuca and Burpsy, check it out on Speckle, it said there. So that's something to look forward to. Mike, why don't we give an update on an old Kickstarter? Look, this is the Poogd. A new show on Adult Swim, Poogd. Could be. this is from episode 105, June 2019. When we talked about it, it had about 22K. It ended with about 27, almost 28K. So a little YKS bump there.
Somebody's going to write in and say, it's actually a great show. And I'm going to write back to them and I will say, you know what? You're right. I love it now. So just save yourself the time.
Yeah.
Of writing an email and chastising us, because I'll just agree with you, and then you can, unless that's what you want.
I'm going to do whatever you don't want. Why don't you tell me what you don't want, and I'll do it. How about that? And let's just shake and be friends. The Poogd is the world's first shock-resistant clay bottle. This was something that I think even at the time, I did not understand what it was or supposed to be, but it was like, it does look like a normal water bottle. Just like anyone you'd get at the store. But on the inside, it's made of clay. Like, it's got to be like a thin layer of baked, you know, like pottery material, right? For some reason, they believe it does something to the water. It says it provides natural, alkaline, cool, nutrient-rich water to offer many health benefits. And I think many people probably do know that the alkaline water stuff is like a very popular scam. In certain places for certain people. I know that out here, did you notice that? I don't think it's replaced the Redbox stand, but now like out where Redbox stands are, there is like the big stand of alkaline water. Like you can bring your big jug.
That's cool.
And get it refilled with water that has like less whatever in it.
I've seen those, but I never knew what the deal is or whatever. I just thought maybe it's better for plants or something or.
No, people drink it and bathe in it, and they think it's like it helps them or whatever.
Clay is alkaline. It helps in maintaining the pH balance of water. Clay is a powerful antiviral. Hey, we could have used that
You know? Oh, wow. Great. Where were you guys? Where was the poog D?
Clay pot is porous in nature, so water stored in it is maintains lowest temperature naturally as compared to other whatever.
Yeah, that's stupid. That doesn't mean anything.
Whatever.
You can tell they're really getting in the weeds here because they do say the truth about natural alkaline water versus artificial alkaline water.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
I don't want to be one of those losers drinking artificial water or alkaline water.
Yeah. Yeah. So, big, you know, stupid guy stuff here. And you know, it kind of makes sense that we have developed stainless steel, and BPA free plastics and stuff to hold our liquids. Cause if you think about it, what's the thing that happens in every, great sitcom that's not about birds when someone knocks over a vase? What happens when it hits the ground, gang? It breaks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cause it's glass.
Glass-ish. It's like some kind of
hard
thing,
you know, whatever,
but brittle. not talking about your dick. So if you look at the comments on here, it did ship out. It shipped out. Looks like maybe earlier this year. It looks like. And if you look at the comments, there's 396 comments. And that's a bad sign because there were only 343 backers. So there's one metric by which you can judge the success of a Kickstarter campaign is, are the number of comments on the page more than the number of backers that the project had? And in this case, a lot of people have some issues. There's one guy in particular named Thomas who has posted dozens of times talking about... he's accusing basically PoogD of creating a fake tracking number without ever actually shipping the bottle, which is a funny
smart
idea. Yeah,
that's smart.
You just look it up and see how many numbers the tracking number is supposed to be, and then, you know, just slap something on there. And
I've been watching this show on Dan's Plex. Hat tipped at producer Dan.
And did he give you his login and password? I guess
he gave me all of his info. Yeah. And it's called Generation Hustle, and it's all about these people ripping people off and stuff. And a couple of the things, people were like, you know, they're running these Ponzi schemes and stuff, and the investors are like, where's my money? Where's my money? And so they'll like just create like a fake spreadsheet and stuff and send it to them and like hold them off for a while. But there was this guy in Opelika, was it Kansas or some shit? Georgia, maybe?
And no, I don't know.
He ripped off the whole town for like a couple mil, but it's so funny. Cause in the show, like in the last day of his like scam or whatever, before he got ran out of town, he had this like incubator space downtown. And like there was all these like, small businesses and stuff who would come in there, and it was just a big collaborative working space. And so he came in and like, everybody was like, what's going on? You know, we want our money and stuff. And he sat down at his computer for a while and then went into his office and called everybody in there and was like, here's the invoice. Everything's going to be fine or whatever. And some guy was like, hey, I just saw you out there in the main commons area. You were Photoshopping this document. Just do that at home and then bring it into the office, bro. He just blew his whole shit up. It's so funny.
That's so good. Scams are so interesting.
Love scams.
I've been getting the texts lately. Have you been getting the group text with people with your similar number? Has that happened to you yet?
I didn't get the text, no.
I'm always so fascinated by how scams work that I went and looked this one up afterwards. I don't think I talked about it on here, but I got the group text of me and like 10 other numbers that are one number off from my phone number, right? So it's like, you know, if your number is like 7134718896, for instance,
don't
that's my
out,
phone
don't
number.
Don't give out your
Oh, crap.
It's the only one I can think of.
if you get this text, and this is like this is a really, really old scam, but I don't think I'd ever heard of it. They're like, and don't call that number. That's not my phone number. And they text you and they're like, hey, are you willing to put vinyl wrap on your car advertising I even forget what it was now. Are you willing to put this on your car to advertise this product and then you'll get $50 a week or some shit like that? And then there's 9 people sitting in this group text that ignore it. And then one guy texts back and goes, no.
That's cool.
But it's just like, what's the, I just don't get, I don't know. It's easy to send out these, you know, little fish hooks and whoever bites, you know, I guess that's good. But
well, another one of the, I've been binge watching this show, Jay.
You've been binging?
Another one of these was like this person who impersonated, who was it? Steve Jobs' ex-wife, I guess the ex-wife now.
Oh,
and before also, but and like impersonated Rupert Murdoch's wife or whatever, and was like, "Hey, I want to send you guys on this photo shoot or whatever." And like they're like, "Hey, you have to buy your own plane ticket to come over here, but we'll reimburse you, and you have to pay for your own hotel, but we'll reimburse you." And so they drive them like out into the wilderness or whatever to shoot photos or whatever the fuck, and they have to pay their driver. And so they're paying the driver to drive them out to these locations for shoots like every single day. And it's like, this lady was like, I was paying like $900 a day for, and I'm like, at what point do you realize that this is not legitimate?
Oh, yeah. No.
I think I would be like, well, I'm not paying for my fucking travel. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Send me a fucking ticket and then we'll,
yeah.
But it was like in the thing, she was like, I mean, you're getting like $1,000 a pop or whatever. This can't be lucrative for you, but I guess they do it 100 different times or whatever. And that's where they get the money from or whatever. So you're not, you know, not the only group text that they're sending it to.
But there's so many. Yeah. There's so many scams. And there's so many reasons why it works. I mean, I guess chief among them is like finally finding someone who's desperate enough or has some other shit going on where it's like they can't break out of that, or they just they can't think critically. I mean, some people are just straight up tricked, I guess, and then
social engineering, you know? Also, it's like, yo, this person's nice to me. I don't want to call it out as a scam and be rude because this person's being so nice to me or whatever. And
yeah, yeah, but it's really easy. And we should get into it. This is so that one guy aside, there are some other people here who have some complaints. Kadiri says, I'll say the whole thing was a big disappointment. From not being able to get the bad smell and taste out to the lid not shortening properly. Maybe opening or closing is what they mean. Every time I try to take a drink out of the cup, I have to change my top, and this cup's supposed to be leak-proof. Oh, so they're saying they take a drink out of the cup and it just spills all over them, and then they have to go change their shirt, which is adding a lot of hassle into the drinking water process. Normally, you're able to keep your shirt on while you're drinking water. A lot of problems. Alfred doesn't like it either. Well, how about Batman?
This guy says, I see that you charged my pledge again today.
Did you hear what I said about Batman?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
Really great.
Thanks.
So they charged them twice or something? Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be doing that. Charge them once, maybe, then that's pushing it even with these guys. let's see. This guy says, was delivered more than 1 year after September 2019. Had to go through the bothersome process of recording the opening. Thank God, no damage. Oh, he's saying he filmed himself opening. This is turning into a huge deal. They're recording themselves opening the package to show that it was damaged and broken when they got it, not because they dropped it on the ground right after, which I would also say maybe you have a claim if you buy a bottle and it breaks if you drop it. But
if it's if it comes with shock absorbent material to, specifically to make it not break the clay inside of it, yeah, I think maybe you can send it back.
It says it weighs like a brick even before pouring water in, which makes sense because it's got several walls of different material. It also says the logo is dull and looks like it's going to flake off. It says it is dodgy. One of the reasons I am off Shitstarter for good.
Well, don't call it Shitstarter.
We've never thought of Shitstarter this whole time. I see here they are actually asking for unboxing videos. They say email us your unboxing video and then we will see when it was shipped. We get 1 month to claim it from FedEx. So, I mean, these guys are just nasty guys. Come on. So that is the Poogdy. Maybe one of the worst names of anything we've ever talked about on the show as well.
Yeah.
So that sucks. There you go. That's that. That was the... maybe I should hit the update again. Oh, shit, it's an update on Kickstarter. Come on, that's fun to hear that again. Who doesn't like that? Mike, that's it for the update. We want to jump right into the six-pack, but first, a word from our wonderful, beloved sponsors. Mike, today's episode of YCast, sponsored by HelloFresh. You know, sometimes I see HelloFresh and I read it like this. Hello, Fresh. What do you think about that? All right, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to do it anyways. It makes no difference what you think about it, Mike. Listen, here's the deal with HelloFresh. You're going to get better value, okay? It's 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. And the source for that is Zagat Dining Survey. Now, that not only is that a fun fact, but it reminds me of the Zagat sketch from SNL. Remember
classic,
that?
Classic sketch or skit. Either one.
Yeah. I don't think they like when you say skit. I think they prefer sketch. But, you know, you got Adam Sandler. You got Chris Farley in there. Rest in peace. Those two guys are having a lot of fun with it. And, you know, if they have fun with Zagat, maybe you'd have fun with HelloFresh.
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 Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so good. The other thing about HelloFresh is these fresh ingredients make sense. They're fresh. Well, of course. Yeah, obviously. Right. I'm the guy sitting in the meeting just deciding what we call our meal service. Well, it's fresh.
We have fresh ingredients, you know, and we like saying hello to people. What should we call it? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe we should make this meeting take like 4 hours of the day, even though we all want to go back to our desk and watch Netflix on our phone underneath. I mean, come on. Let's get serious for a second. Call it HelloFresh and let's get on with our lives, okay? I would, and I enjoy it, okay? It's 28% cheaper. I already said that. Why don't I say the other thing?
The
fresh ingredients
the
are sourced.
Part.
I'm trying to look on to the next thing, Mike, but I'm too busy thinking about
becoming
having a real job.
Try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals, 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and more easy options. Perfect for your busy lifestyle.
Or not so busy lifestyle. Yeah. You know, I've used HelloFresh. Sounds weird to say used. You wouldn't say used food. I have not used. I'm not using food. I'm eating it.
You're
I've
a great
eaten
user
HelloFresh.
Of food, JF. I've always said this. You use food in the craziest ways. Sometimes you eat it. Sometimes you don't eat it.
It's not important to say what are the other things I do with food are. I've eaten HelloFresh before. I mean, these folks are putting together one hell of a meal kit. Basically, you open up the box. Everything's in there. That makes sense. Yep. And you basically just cook it, and then after that, you eat it. And that's probably been my favorite part of it is doing the eating part. The cooking is fun. Eating it is even more fun when it comes to HelloFresh. I know that sometimes when I'm so busy, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes, were you gonna expand on it?
No, I was like, what? You know, I thought it was like, what?
Just so busy.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, all the time. Don't know what we're talking about anymore. HelloFresh's fresh ingredients are sourced directly from growers and delivered from the farm to your front door in under a week. Contact free, of course.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that.
Okay. Well, it's 28% cheaper than...
No! I already said that! Here you go, gang. This is what you're going to want to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14. And use code YourKickstarterSucks14, okay? You're going to get some free meals with that, and you're going to get free shipping as well. Why pay for shipping? Let somebody else pay for shipping. Well, you know, maybe I'll pay for it.
Charge it to Bezos.
That's right, Mike. Or whoever. HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14. 28% something. Even better. America's number one meal kit.
Six pack time.
Okay, Mike, it's time for the six pack. We got six Kickstarters here, gang. We're going to talk about them. You're going to listen to them, or maybe you're going to be walking around and one earbud falls out and you don't really bother to put it back in because your hands are full and you can kind of hear that we're still talking, which is all that really matters. And you put it back in later and we're on something else and, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Who cares?
Just keep it moving. We'll talk to you next week. You know what? This one wasn't for you. We'll talk to you next week. It's not a problem.
Maybe How about that theme, huh? We should get that guy to do some more themes. The guy who's...
That's a great idea.
Great, great singer on those themes, Jeff.
I think
he's probably... a compliment, you bastard.
He's probably pretty busy. just with everything going on, it's been a crazy year, so you never know.
What the heck? Whose balls are these?
Oh, buddy. Whose balls are these?
Whose balls are
these? I don't know.
It's the first board book for bored adults, JF. These are... You know what a board book is, I guess?
It's no, tell me what that is.
It's like one of those books for kids. It's like a golden... You know what I mean? Like one of those storybook things with the hard cover, the hard cardboard cover.
Oh, yeah. Like the one about the bull who's kind of like... He doesn't fit in with everyone else. What is that one called?
Tunky and Barney.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, this is this guy's writing a thing. Let's just listen to it.
All right.
Whose balls are these? Dedicated to my son, Siegfried. Quit grabbing yourself. I woke up to find I was weak in the knees. I stumbled upon a sack and thought, whose balls are these?
He's trying to do like a Dr. Seuss thing, you know.
Why does it sound so weird? Because
he's recording it off of his cell phone while holding the phone above the pages. So,
okay.
Kind of bad quality.
I ran downstairs and cried to my mother, these Mondo balls could belong to no other. That sack sure is splendid. It's wrinkled and divine. But, she ejaculated, those balls are not mine.
I mean, but she ejaculated. That's
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
His mom ejaculated.
It's his mom? Wait, his mom's in this?
Yeah.
I looked for my father. Oh, but he's at work. He tucks in his balls when he tucks in his shirt. I called him to ask if he wanted this sack. He thought I was the neighbor and said he'd call back.
Just couldn't think of anything for that one, I think.
Yeah, we'll deal with the neighbor later. Well, obviously, we got to get to the rest of the...
This project is the first in what will hopefully be a whole set of demented board books for bored adults. The aim is collector's value. So this is why I had to put this on here. The aim is collector's value. I deal with a lot of people who collect comics and or pulp novels. I want to put a new medium out there. I've made a few by hand and they're well received. Got lots of laughs. I have a whole list of titles I want to do in this format. The purpose of this Kickstarter is to have bulk quantities made for blah, blah, blah.
Wait, now hang on. Let me try to understand. First of all.
Oh,
isn't that
that's
nice?
That's that topo.
Hmm. So let me try to see if I can put myself in the position of one of his friends. So you've got this guy, and he has handmade a book that looks like a children's book, but it's about penises and balls, and hands it to you.
Mm-hmm. Check this out.
And you read it. And then when you get done reading it, he says, what do you think? And suddenly you realize you're in his house by yourself, and you told no one where you were going to be that day, right?
And then you start to sweating.
I thought it was really funny. I thought the rhymes were super good.
I thought it was, I mean, what is it? It's about balls?
Wait a minute. Looking up at him in the... Well, hang on now. Wait a second. Oh, my God. This is... Okay. So, sometimes you're doing a bunch of weird sketches in your notebook and you kind of think, wouldn't this be good to show this to somebody else? And I think the answer is almost always no.
Whose balls are these? $35 of 1500. Let me listen to the rest of it.
Yeah.
Is that you, Harold? I'll call you on my break.
That's his dad.
Okay.
I looked for our cat, that promiscuous feline, and realized Fluffy's balls were much bigger than mine.
Is that the cat?
Yeah.
That's when it struck me, and I was inspired to reach down and check.
And just cut off. But
wait, that was the end of it?
That was the end of it.
Oh.
But there was more to the thing. My great balls of fire is what it, I mean, sucks.
You know? I'll say this, you know, the drawing, if that's his drawing, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
You know, I'm not an art critic, but it's like, there's a, the characters look unique. There's like a, he has like a sense of proportion around the people, you know, it looks like, I get what he's going for. There's no balls on the cat, and the guy's looking for the balls of the cat. You can't see the balls. My note would be to draw the balls.
Yeah.
And is that, also, is that Curioscuro I'm noticing there?
What's that?
Oh, you don't know what that is?
No, what the fuck is that? What are you talking about?
We don't have time to explain it. It's okay. What were you going to say?
He has a YouTube channel, and he's got something else on here called Killer Sock Teaser. Let me see if I can play this real quick. This is another video of his.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's no audio. It's just an animation. And it's 4 sure. seconds long. Mm-hmm. So, never okay. mind.
Is it good?
It's a killer sock. This guy. It's a drawing of a guy putting on a sock. And the sock has eyes, and I guess it eats the guy's leg. 4 seconds long. I love it.
That's pretty good. I like about a 90-minute yeah. story, but 4 seconds is also...
Get right to the point.
I don't move on with your day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. Whose balls are these? $1,500 left, basically, 29 days ago. Okay. Wow. I thought I would be doing more reading as my family is out of town, and I haven't done basically any reading. Yeah.
Anything. Yeah.
I haven't done anything of any of note. I don't know. It's hard to be motivated. It's hard to be motivated when I feel like I'm used to saying that they're the reasons I'm not doing stuff, but now that they're gone, I'm not doing the stuff.
It's all on you now. It's
now like, I'm kind of going, ooh. I need you guys to come back. I need some excuses. The next one I've got, Mike, is called ScoMo's Leap of Faith Free Mobile Game. This is a free mobile game featuring the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison. Somewhat tongue-in-cheek, somewhat sarcastically referred to as ScoMo. It's not really. We don't like ScoMo, okay? Because for one thing, ScoMo has carked it. That's what I've been reading about ScoMo.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I've been really getting into Australian culture lately. I think, as I've said before, I'm Australia-pilled. I'm trying to learn as much as I can about this fun country and continent.
Just eating nothing but fucking blooming onions.
Yeah.
All day.
And I feel like, oi. Yep, it's working already. It's taking over.
You got it.
So ScoMo kind of did the same thing as Trumpy would have done. So ScoMo is their Trumpy, basically. Think about it like that, you know.
Mm.
And I've kind of picked up a little bit that he's, I actually don't know anything else about him other than ScoMo and that he carked it, but I don't know anything else. So hopefully this game will help me learn because it is election edutainment. Okay.
Grab him by the bollocks. Grab him by the.
Yeah.
What do they call balls over there? I don't know.
They have some funny name for it.
Yeah.
Dangos, you know.
Whatever.
They love saying stuff like that.
Play as Scott Swingin' Dick Morrison, fearless leader of Australia, and leap over scandals to avoid defeat in the looming election.
Yeah.
That's the game.
The news cycle can bury scandals in Parliament pretty quickly, so we've created this game to remind people of the historic failures of the current government. In the lead-up to the election with more levels in development, ScoMo's Leap of Faith is a little ScoMo scandal scorecard. Say that 5 times fast. This is what fans are saying. This is a bloody disgrace. Why isn't the deputy prime minister featured? Okay, I don't know. I look nothing like a potato. Welcome to the watch list, asshole. P. Dutton. Is that some other guy in the government?
I guess that's a guy over there. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. And this is a mobile. Does that sound like that's how they would say it?
Yes. It sounds exactly like how they would
mobile.
Say it.
Mobile. You know, and I'm still working on it. I've been really into Australia. I've been super into Australia. Our friends, Tom and Demi, were on a recent YKS Premium, a great episode. And I'm actually in a bad mood today, as usual. But this time it's because I stayed up until about 2 a.m. Central Time watching our friend Tom eat a lemon. He ate a lemon on his video game stream. That's not even a video game.
Yeah, so you're pissed off at him.
So I was mad. I was like, can we play a fucking game, please? Like, I'm up super late.
Mario, you know?
Play Mario. Mario.
Mario. I don't know.
They can't. Luigi. Can they even say Luigi? I feel like there's some words if you're Australian you cannot say.
Just look at the word and shake your head.
Luigi. No, there's no way. They can't do that. You can get a poster for this. You can get, I mean, at some point I would love to get the ScoMo game, but I just don't know about postcards. I don't know about posters. $42, you get a poster and 4 postcards. You know, where's the game? Are we thinking the game is a free-to-play game? Did I scroll past that? It's a mobile game, so it's probably going to be free-to-play, right?
Yeah, probably free-to-play.
Let's see, they've already got 2 levels done, and there's a potential for 6 total levels. No more than that. Any more than that would be absurd. It's not possible to do 7 levels of the ScoMo game. But it looks like, wait, are you able to see this? Look at this. Is this the game?
Oh, that's the game, huh? You're playing the game.
Oh my God, look at the cursor.
Wow.
You see what that is?
What is that?
Can you see the cursor?
It's too small. What is it?
It's a penis.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to turn the music off.
He's got his old boy out. Look at it. You see that?
Oh, my God. ScoMo, is he known for having done? The other guys do, too. Look at this.
What the?
Okay, this guy doesn't. Why does this guy not have it out? Is this just a small?
I think he does, but it's just very small.
Oh, golly. Oh, crap. Okay, here we go. Let's play it.
Let's play this game.
Top score 0. That's not good. I can play Swinging Dicks Club or Fossil Fools. Oh boy. Okay. Let me just try. Oh, that's loud.
Very loud.
Ooh. Okay. Don't like the podium he's standing on.
Oh, don't like that. Yeah.
That's not fun.
We won't say what it is, but it's
not gonna.
Not great.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm turning it down. Game over. What the hell happened?
I think you're supposed to jump to avoid the. See this one? He's standing on something that says Newsday. Christine Holgate thrown under bus, and then okay.
Oh my God! Why is everything?
Yeah, this is very bad.
Is everything this guy did like a horrible sexual crime?
There's.
Okay, so this is the gameplay.
You're getting pretty fucking good at it though, so.
Look at this.
$27 million overpayment for airport land.
Airport land. That sounds like the world's worst theme park.
Women's March. At least you're not getting shot is something I guess he said.
Oh, no. I fell off the big. So what happens is these towers are coming in from left and right and they have horrible things on them. It seems like the same 5 or 6 things maybe that this guy did. Not saying they're good. It just seems like several things that had, you know. Everybody's got problems, whether it's something really horrible or something I don't know what it is, but they keep coming. Liberal staffer jizzes on female politician's desk. Is that something that happened?
Is that something he did?
Because now I'm seeing this over and over. Sports rorts? What is sports rorts?
Sports rorts? What is that?
I don't know.
A liberal staffer masturbated over the desk of a female MP, filmed it, and sent it to... I gotta see what this is. Is this something that happened over here?
Oh, okay. That was the sexual crimes level. Now I'm on the global warming level now.
Send it to friends and colleagues. It's not simply about the desk. This is somebody's tweet. It's not simply about the desk. But the disrespect shown to her personally and professionally. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Wait, Why would you start out with it's not about the desk? I know it's not about the desk, but the fact that you said it's not about the desk makes me wonder whether you know it's not about the desk.
Were people saying that's disrespectful to the desk? Is that what people were saying?
Guy clearly feeling out the room as to whether or not it was actually about the desk. Hey, listen, I'm not saying it's about the desk, kind of looking around to see like, well, did anyone look weird when I said that? That is so fucking bizarre. So these things come in different over there's the timing is a little bit different and how fast they come in from the side because it's a mobile game. So you're thinking it's a vertical oriented game. And then you only can do one thing and that's jump. You can just jump up and wait for the boxes with the words on it describing his scandals to go under you. Oh, look how high up I was. And the
wanker
tower
built. Gate.
I don't even want to know what wanker gate is. All right. Well, that's ScoMo. If you really don't like ScoMo, I mean,
first off, good on you.
Yeah. this is the exact same thing as the Trump games, which is we are marketing this at people who hate this guy. And the one thing we can think of is to make him look like a cute little cartoon. And put all of the awful stuff he's done in front of your face and make you look at it more, which I don't know that that's, you know, I didn't like Trump either, but I'm not thinking about him all the time and like wanting to be him in a game. And like,
what was that name? What was that lady's name? The Sarah, what was her name? What's she doing now? Sarah Trump person. Yeah.
Are you talking about Sarah Huckabee?
Sarah Cooper. What's she doing now?
Oh yeah, I mean she's made. She can do whatever she wants. She had a great profile recently that you should read. Cool. And
I just went to her profile and she made the sprinter who got banned for weed. Mm-hmm. She made her header.
That's awesome. Thanks.
That's cool.
As a couple people have pointed out in the email recently, Sarah Cooper is one of the comments on the video I uploaded of John going on HLN, which is a very
that's
funny.
That's so fucking weird, man.
That's extremely weird, yeah.
It's so weird that she commented on a video of John on Headline News that you posted.
And
so
now,
strange.
I mean, Sarah Cooper has heard me like breathe really loud into my phone. It's awesome. Anyways, that's ScoMo's Leap of Faith. $0 Australian. No, sorry. $0 American, roughly $1.32 Australian. I have so much to learn. Of $1,500 Australian, one backer, 26 days to go. It's from Melbourne. So I would say Melbourne, but now I'm learning it's Melbourne.
Yeah. You're getting it.
I'm going to get there, dude. In like 40 years, I'm going to be completely Australian. It's going to be so sick.
Totally unrecognizable. wearing the hat that they all wear.
The hat. You can't tell who I am with the hat on. I'm a different guy. Yeah.
The sick buddy, JF, the sick buddy, grab a buddy, not a bowl. The next time you get sick, will you have a buddy close at hand?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's no way around it. Being sick sucks. We've all been there and we'll all be there again. The last time I was sick, I decided I had to find a way to make it less terrible. That's why I invented the sick buddy. It won't prevent you from getting sick, but it will provide home some safety and comfort when you are. Let me introduce you to the sick buddy. This is a toilet seat that you put over your toilet seat.
No fucking way.
It has an ergonomic design. It has a safety tab that keeps the lid up. There's a cup holder on it. It's a toilet seat with a cup holder, JF.
This is absolutely insane. I cannot believe this.
If you're like a fucking chronic alcoholic and you're throwing up every day. First, nobody wants to touch the toilet bowl. This guy throwing up and he has like a fucking revelation.
Ooh.
Oh, this toilet's fucking nasty. What if?
Oh, here's a good one. Second, have you ever been hit in the head with a toilet lid? I have, and I didn't like it very much. So this has like a blocker on the back of it that keeps the lid from falling down. What are you like extreme puking? Are you puking on an incline? What are you doing? You doing trick shots?
Fucking violently.
It goes up, it stays up there. Isn't Wait, your toilet seat just flops down all... This is a problem for other reasons, right? Aren't you, like, pissing and it falls down, too?
I mean, I think if you're... I can't imagine a situation where you would... where you would need to have the... I mean, just push... I guess because you're... Nobody wants to touch the toilet seat. He's right. That thing's filthy.
I'm not saying I want to touch the toilet seat, but I will, like, if I have to run in there, I haven't barfed in a long time. If I have to run in there and barf, yeah, barfing in the toilet seat and then taking in my surroundings and being like, okay, while I'm in here, I might as well, like.
Maybe I'll wash my hands after I just threw up. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
Oh, no. And the cup holder thing is so fucking gross. Now, that's nasty.
That is very nasty.
You should drink water, but you don't need to have the cup right next to
in the toilet with you.
Put it on the counter or something so you can grab it, but you're not. Oh, come on, man. If you're this sick, look, I want to be respectful of people who barf a lot. Well, this one I was going to ask Dan.
Fuck you,
Dan. You've been known to barf a few times.
Yeah, I barf quite a bit.
This one doesn't have a sandwich holder. But I'm sure we could get one that has like a brick holder in it, and then you could.
Dan, this is crazy, right?
I'm not gonna comment. I think.
Oh,
he loves it. He loves it.
I can see the appeal of it, but I wouldn't buy it just out of embarrassment that other people would see this on my toilet.
Right. Okay. Well, Christmas is coming up. So
you bringing a girl back to your house. What's this? What's this? Oh, I like that little cup holder on it.
The girl could be Australian. Oi, what's this? Oi.
Oh, what's this now? Oh, what's this now? What's all this then?
Anyway, that's very funny. It's one of the best ones we've ever had on here.
What does the video look like? I'll see. Great, of course. This. And the dinosaur is the barfing guy.
And I'm human.
Oh, he's doing a lot of bits in this.
It's great. There are so many cool things we can do. We can run. We can jump. We can use tools. We can communicate with other humans.
Oh, they're not communicating with him. Okay.
We can even communicate with other animals. Come here, Scarlet.
Dog's not doing anything.
As cool as being human is, there are a few downsides.
This guy had his he wanted to do comedy.
Pretty unpleasant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's not just one way to get sick. There are a lot of ways.
Look, buddy. Example, we make comedy look easy, but
you could party a little too hard. You could get pregnant.
Oh, snap.
That's him pregnant.
The point is, there are a lot of ways to get sick, and it happens to everyone. Now, I wish that I could stop you from getting sick, but I just can't do that.
What lazy. Do lazy.
For the next time you get sick, you have a buddy to help you through it. This is the sick buddy. It's the buddy everybody needs. Let's take a look at how it works. Toilet bowls are...
It's so funny to see a grown man in a dress shirt in front of his
in
home
front
toilet.
Of the toilet, yeah.
Touch, if you can avoid it. The sick buddy sits on top of the toilet bowl to give you a clean...
Oh, good. Now I can touch my toilet again.
Now he's got both hands on it, and he's rubbing
the seat and lid falling on your head.
No, you don't!
Properly. Never happened.
The sick buddy secures the seat and lid out of
your... Oh, whew.
So you have one less thing to worry about. It's also...
Just wear a helmet.
Stay properly hydrated.
Yeah. Ooh,
the sick buddy,
that's an idea.
It's a convenient cup holder to keep fluids...
Toilet helmet.
...close at hand. Finally... The sick buddy is made of hydrophobic polyurethane and stands upright for convenient storage. This makes it easy to clean and store, so it's close at hand.
And put it right next to your toilet seat.
Put it right next to the toilet where everyone pisses on it.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
You've been there, and we'll all be there again.
What? How do you think the toilet is getting dirty? I guess that's maybe the first question. Because you're storing it next to the toilet.
The sick buddy.
Why do you think the reaction there is going to be any different? Wow. That is a weird guy. That's a weird setup.
Yeah, I would love to see maybe a chip bowl on it or something. Or
oh yeah, that would be good.
Something for noodles.
Something you can run through the dishwasher.
Yeah,
you know, easy cleanup. Why am I even scrubbing this damn thing?
Do you put my toilet seat in the dishwasher? I'm feeling kind of. I'm feeling kind of. Another thing on my boot.
I think I got him. I mean, you could put anything on. You could put like a little tracker on this, maybe. Because he says it's portable, so you can take it anywhere.
Yeah, put a little GPS tracker on it.
Yeah. Sync it with your phone. I mean, this is what I don't understand. Why is there not a speaker on this thing? You're telling me you don't want to listen to a podcast? Yeah, I mean, just like, I'm going to be in here for a long time. When I'm in the bathroom, I'm in there a while. That's why my toilet buddy now has Bluetooth, and I can listen to my favorite shows while I'm going... How do they say puke?
While I'm chundering, mate.
There you go.
While I'm chundering.
How did you know chunder? That's so good. I need like a dictionary.
That's a sick buddy. $130 of $90,000. Three now backers.
Let's talk about $90,000, gang. That is an extraordinary amount of money.
That is a very, very high amount of money.
And the reason is that when you make something out of plastic, you have to buy these injection molds, right? And you have to fabricate those. And they have to be able to withstand however many toilet buddies you're ever going to make. So, like, getting this stuff from scratch with your own unique design is really difficult to do. And I understand that. But if you think about it, he's doing that essentially because he wants to have a cup holder in it. Like, he could just make a toilet seat using like standard toilet seats.
You know the one that goes on, like, your windowsill in your car? Remember those ones? Maybe just have one that clips onto the toilet bowl. Or, like, two of them with, like, the straws. And it goes in your mouth. Like the hat.
Like the
hat.
Like the hat. Wow, $90,000. I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff to waste money on. Not every dollar in the world is gonna go to a good cause, charity or like food or something, but like you can't find a better use of 90 grand than this.
They thinks it's a hit, man. He believes in this idea.
90 grand. Okay. That's terrific, Mike. The next one I got for you here is called the Sunshade Robot for your the Sunshade Robot. No, that's John Lennon. Sunshade Robot for your car. Still busy with car sunshades? The robot is here to help. This is made by, of course, our friends at Smario Technologies. Insane. This is the Smario D800, and for some reason they're showing the shade covering up the car while it is driving, which is the first thing I don't... God, this thing being automatic, it says it can sense that you're driving and will not extend the shade.
That's cool.
Sensing. In seat. Wait, it can sense you in the seat as well. Why would you ever need this automated? Okay, you've parked the car. It sees the sunshine. Now it's going to protect mode, and it is shooting out the little shade.
It's shooting out its jizz.
Oh, the jizz is covering the windshield perfectly, Mike. And then it says it senses when you get close to your car, and then it retracts. I don't know how that would be possible. So let's read about how this could possibly work. Oh, my God. Mike.
What happened?
Look at the picture of the fucking car. They overlaid like a flame.
Dare to sit? Those seats look hot as fuck.
Jesus Christ. No surprises. Sunshades.
Sunshades. Man,
that's hard.
So he's saying traditional sunshades, we fold them up and we put them in the trunk. And he says, we simply don't have the time to deal with it every time getting on and off the car every day. Motherfucker, you're supposed to ride in the motherfucker.
So here's an explanation as to why this exists. Living in the Silicon Valley. So now you know what's going on here.
Yeah.
they set out to design this thing in 2015. Yes, it's been 6 years. After hundreds of iterations of design validation cycles, they finally have come up with the D800 robot, which they could not get away from somehow having Dahi robot printed on black on white. Why would you? That's not even the name of the company. That's not the name of the product. That's not the name of anything.
Dahi robot. What is that?
What does that mean? And why would you write robot on something and have it in your car? So this is, let me explain how this works. So just mechanically speaking, there's some material that is extruded from this this base that stays on the side of the car, and it covers the windshield, and then it tilts almost like 15 degrees on a clock, and that is what gets it around the curvature of the windshield. I would still say, even being really generous, the full coverage of the windshield here is something like
60%.
I mean, yeah, it's like
not a lot, man.
It's not everything. And you have to do a lot of work here. You have to attach the thing on the top. You have to attach the fulcrum on the bottom for it to move around. And then the thing itself sits there for a while, and it says there's no battery.
Let me just, you got me fucked up if you think I'm attaching a fulcrum. I got no time in my day.
This says 80 to 90% of the windshield. There's no fucking way it's 90%. And it blocks 99% of sunlight. I guess that's a lot of sunlight, so you got to give it up for that. But why you would need this to be automatic, that is horrifying that this is an automatic
yeah, that's
thing.
That's just an accident waiting to happen, bro.
That is so fucking scary to me that you think that this thing can identify when the sun is out and when you are moving. And it doesn't. Oh, this is interesting. I was going to say, like, if you really thought about how would this link into determining that you're driving, it would be like GPS, right? That's how these components a lot of times can tell that the car is moving. If the GPS detects it's moving at like 25 miles an hour, pretty good chance you're driving. The way that this thing works is different. It says if a slight vibration from the door opening or closing is detected, or if the weather turns cloudy, it retracts. Yeah. So vibration.
Yeah, you go through a fucking sunny spot and your fucking shit just starts.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That is man, that is really, really fucking scary. No one should buy this. No one should buy this. These guys should probably not be allowed to sell this product, in my opinion. Seems extremely dangerous. And it's $90 on an early bird reward. Retail price $199, $200 for this. They show this fold up one, and they're like, this is such a difficult problem, and this is what we've got. And then you look at what they're making fun of, like sort of the before and after infomercial scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm looking at it and I'm seeing, okay, number one, it's extremely cheap. It looks like it blocks the sun very well. It also has more coverage than this product does, right?
Yeah.
And it's faster. Like, you just get in and take it down rather than waiting for the robot.
Put it in your passenger seat and then drive, you know.
You don't have to put it in your trunk. You said you put it in your trunk. Don't put that on me. I folded it up and put it in the seat back of the car. Yeah. What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. This thing is so expensive and so scary to me. I'm terrified of this.
You got to be a real drongo to think this is good.
Oh, JF. My God. What is that? What does that mean?
That means a fool, JF. So okay. Don't be a drongo, mate.
Don't be a drongo. Damn it. Okay. You're like surpassing me.
Yeah.
This sucks. This actually fucking sucks. I'm pissed off.
Well, I know. I just know how much it means to you, and I just want to take that away from you. MoFinder X1, JF. Did you see how much they got?
No, $1,300 out of... Didn't. I know, 100K, 1,300 out of 100K, 15 backers, 27. Days to go. That's the Sunshade Robot for your car. MoFinder, Mike, take it away.
MoFinder X1, a helpful and reliable GPS tracker, JF. Let's play this video right quick.
Okay.
This is MoFinder X1, a one-button GPS tracker. Push the button, track, and find. It's not easy to find your pet outdoors, but MoFinder X1 can connect your pets with you when your phone is busy or without phone connectivity. It comes with a built-in screen so it can work independently, and it does not rely on any applications and can easily show the exact location of your pets or something you care about. If you have more than one pet, MoFinder X1 can help you track up to 4 pets. And yes, you don't need to pay any additional fees or subscriptions. MoFinder can continue tracking each other between devices for up to 4 miles, more confidence in your trip.
You can record your voice and allow your pets to listen to your own voice command. And the highly visible LED light is perfect for tracking your dog in the dark. An alert will be activated once a child or pet strays outside of the safe zone. The battery can keep working for a whole day.
That's the part that blew my mind. The battery will work for a whole day.
Wow.
I mean, aside from the fact this is so stupid.
Yeah.
You're getting a day's worth of charge.
So I'm like recharging my dog's watch and shit. Like this is a whole other fucking thing for me.
Hooking him up to the wall plug. Come on.
This is, I mean, and my first thought was, this sucks to have made this product and then have AirTag come along and just blow you out of the water, which yeah. I think does stink when that happens sometimes. In the comparison it has here between MoFinder and AirTag, it's kind of interesting. So it says, tracking range up to 6.4 kilometers for the MoFinder, 5 to 10 meters for the AirTag. Now,
I know you love Australia, but don't do kilometers, JF. Just, you got to keep it miles for us.
Honestly, now it's just completely seamless. I don't even think in miles
anymore.
Don't
think about it anymore. The AirTag is 5 to 10 meters.
I'm not going to tell anybody to go out and buy a fucking AirTag. I don't have one. I've never used one. Isn't the hook that it's essentially infinite because it taps into the whole system of all Apple products?
Don't know.
Isn't that what it does?
A little battery in it, right? I haven't looked into it at all because I don't need that.
I don't go anywhere, so I don't lose anything. Well, I wonder where my dog is. Oh, he's in my backyard. That makes sense. That's where he lives. Yeah. So I don't. There's no reason for me to. It makes sense for a dog to live in a backyard. I don't know why else. Where else is he going? Did my dog get attacked on the way back from work? I'm not thinking about that ever, you know.
I like the thing where you can track up to 4 pets. You just have 4 dogs running around loose and you're tracking them.
I don't know where any of my four dogs are.
If they're gone longer than a day, they are completely fucked.
That's so funny. That's like you're Liam Neeson in Taken, except for it's your 4 dogs and you have till the end of the day to get them all back. I have a very particular set of GPS trackers on my dogs. And
this is so good. It says tracking target, right? The MoFinder X1 can track people, pets, and small objects, whereas the AirTag can only track small objects. You couldn't put this on a person, JF, or slip it in their pocket or keychain. It's not possible.
There's no way to do this. They haven't before the AirTag even came out. They didn't already have millions of little injection molded plastic fucking things to slip the AirTag in so you could put it on a key ring. There's no way to do this.
What did I have? What did I have? I had the what was a little card that you can put in your wallet. What was that called?
Was there a card that did it?
It was like shit. What was that called?
I have
this little tracker.
I have one as well. I have a little Bluetooth tracker as well.
Tile, right?
Tile.
Yeah.
Tile. Now, it just depends on what version you have, I think. But Tile was one of those where it was like, hey, your thing is dead. So send it back to us and we'll give you $5 off your next Tile or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, a battery lasting one day is a problem. Battery lasting a few months or a year and then needing to get turned in for a new.
That's also a problem.
That's also an issue. Yeah. So the tracking stuff, you know, I got those little things. I skipped out on Tile. I got whatever the other one was. And my plan was to put them on the key rings and then my wife would stop losing her keys. And I never got her to really put it on there, much less, you know, sync it and use it or anything. But also she just stopped losing her keys because it was like, we put a little key ring there. So now that's where the keys go. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
What else is going on with the keys?
Just
the keys aren't
get home and immediately throw them across the room.
The keys don't have a life. It's not like Toy Story. The keys aren't doing anything other than going in the car and then going on the key ring. Sometimes they take a trip in the pocket, but it's really not, it's not a big deal to them, you know? So I don't know. I'm not saying you can't lose stuff. My first thing probably wouldn't be you can track people with our product. That wouldn't be my first move, even if that's possible.
That was a red flag to me right away because I was like, well, it was like, you can track people. It's like, some guy like tracking his like ex-girlfriend or something like that. It's some weird shit like that.
I don't know. There is stuff like this that exists for kids. Like there's watches and stuff that the kids will wear, and you can get like notifications if they go outside of a circle or, you know, you can find where they are or whatever. And it's like, at least this looks, at least this is like sized for a kid's wrist. And it's like, this is a product specifically designed for making sure that your kid doesn't wander out of the park while you're looking at your phone for the 10th straight hour of the day or whatever.
For the half hour you get out of the house. Oh, I couldn't possibly watch my child.
Much less play with them, yeah. At least that I get. But this, like specifically saying, like you said, slip this in anything and it'll track it for a, you know, subscription free. Nobody will ever know. I just don't like, that just seems like a marketing misstep. To me, also, like you said, kilometers instead of miles. I think this is
this guy says pets are sensitive to their owner's voice and will often listen only to the voice that they're most used to hearing. You can record at least three 10 second recordings on the app. The tracker will automatically play the recording when you press the controller's positioning button. So this guy's pressing the button and it shows on his pet collar it's responding or playing his voice, and he says, "Hi, pet, go home now."
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
My dog's doing that right away. Yeah. I'm going to push back on the idea that dogs only respond to their owners. Yeah. Number one, they don't respond to their owners. Number two, they respond to everyone else. If you just say the word cheese, my dog is fucking gone. It doesn't matter if it's coming out of like the empanada truck, it makes no difference. The dog can hear the word cheese and he's fucking out of there. That's it. You can't tell him, you can't do the homeward bound on his ass. If you have the GPS, you go to where the dog is. Why? What's the point of remoting in on the dog if you know where he is? Like, just, you're like at home and you don't want to like go pick him up.
Just hopefully, yeah.
Can't you get a ride with your friends? I'm like, I'm watching TV. It looks like one controller can connect up to four trackers, but one controller can connect to only one. Or one tracker can only get one control. Okay, so the tracker has to be connected to one controller at a time. So you can't use, so like if you and your partner wanted to each have a tracker for an animal or a kid or whatever, it won't sync to both. It'll only sync to one at the same time. Mm. That's a limitation of the product maybe, right?
I think that's cool.
Okay, well, never mind. It's a good product.
That's the MoFinder X1. 28,000 of the $5,000 goal. So there's a lot of guys who are like,
wow,
use this. Let my dogs just roam around.
$250 is going to be the retail for one controller and one tracker.
That's booty to me. Come on, bro.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
What are you, a bogan? Boggin? I'm only seeing it typed out.
Bacon. Okay, Mike, that was terrific. Thank you so much for doing that one. I've got one more if that's okay.
Weird. Yeah, go ahead.
This one's called, Mike, the Thin Blue Line Insurance and Registration Holder. Thin Blue Line Insurance and Registration Holder to show your support for police and respect for the law when you get pulled over. That is so, so cool. Here's a story on this one, gang. The Blue Lives Matter movement began with the unfortunate killings of officers Rafael Ramos and Wenjian Liu in New York City in 2014. With all the craziness that happened last year with the BLM riots, kind of an interesting framing there. Blue Lives Matter spelled all the way out, explains the reason behind it. Black Lives Matter shortened to the acronym and then attached to riots right away, also designated as crazy. My cousin and I were talking, this guy does look like somebody's motherfucking cousin too, so that makes sense. My cousin and I were talking about what we could do that would help support the American heroes that still put their lives on the line for us every day. We felt they needed to know we back them. And so we came up with this scam. I mean, we came up with the Thin Blue Line Insurance and Registration Holder. Okay. It has a use, of course, but it also, you can keep your documents in there. It shows the police we care. Here are some of the specs we wanted it to include. Okay, thin blue line flag on the front cover. That's awesome. And then just drag and drop that from Pinterest or from whatever Zero IQ Facebook page you're following and just right under the print page. Perfect. Large clear plastic sleeve on the left side for vehicle registration. Smaller clear plastic sleeve on the top right side for proof of insurance. Leather pocket over the bottom half of the left inner side to hold the driver's license, and inside plastic pockets to prevent ink transfer. It wants to be thin. And it says here, a few months ago, we successfully, this is the money shot here. A few months ago, we successfully produced a prototype, which included the fourth and fifth amendments on the inside of our insurance and registration holder. Now, receiving feedback from friends who are police officers, we decided to change the inside and get rid of the amendments.
Oh, cool.
Are you fucking kidding
that
me?
That is cool. Oh, you can't have that on there. People knowing their rights. Take that. I would lose that.
That's what you would say as a joke, right?
Ah, it's so funny, man.
So the fourth for our Australian listeners, perhaps. Yep. First of all, I say to you, hello.
Good day.
Damn it.
To you. Yeah, you're fucking up.
Shit.
The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures.
Right.
The Fifth Amendment is no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. So
basically, the Fourth Amendment says you can't search me unless that you have cause, right?
Yeah.
And the Fifth Amendment says you can't incriminate yourself. So this is what, but not that you, sorry, not that you can't, lawyers climb out my ass. You can say whatever you want. There's freedom of speech is number one. So you can say I did a bunch of illegal crimes and the cops can take you away. Okay. But the point is you're not supposed to. That's the idea. If you do crimes, keep it to yourself. That's the Fifth Amendment in simple terms. So everybody can understand it. And the cop said, don't put that on there. I can't believe that would cross anyone's mind to admit in the Kickstarter cam. Why would you even say that part?
That rocks.
You could have just said, you know, we preferred the clean lines of the one without all of the, or it was going to be too cost cluttered. Prohibitive. Yeah, whatever. Don't say the cop said not to put the rights on. Fucking psychos. Anyways, morons.
This guy is an accountant for a management consulting firm. With strong marketing, educational background, and interest, seeking the American dream as an entrepreneur by producing products offering great value and functionality. Yeah, I don't know. Did you see that video of the Aaron Lewis guy, the guy from the band Stained? Did you see that video?
No, I don't think so.
Dan, did you see that?
No, but I can only imagine what the content of it was.
I feel like I thought it was the guy from Disturbed. First, because okay. I got them confused, because I think they're both kind of the same right winger type guys. But this guy is like fully pivoted into being like a patriot type guy. So this is
okay.
He said, this one's for my patriots. New song. Am I the only one out now everywhere? Stream downloaded here. So this is a rock legend right here. Let me play.
Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Am I the only one? Right. Is it?
Love it.
That's really, really good.
Fuck yeah. Am I the only one? This is his shirt that he has. My God. It's just an American flag. Nothing left in the tank for this guy. Just full pivot to... That rocks, man.
Okay, gang. If you want to donate here, you can get $18 and get the one with the Fourth and Fifth Amendments on there. So they already had them printed, and the cops said, uh-uh. And they're like, well, we still got to sell these fucking things. So... $18 gets you that. $12 gets you one without knowing your rights on there. Finally, we want our supporters to be patriotic Americans that respect and support the rule of law and democratic principles of our great nation. Don't buy our product if you disagree. That's always a good thing to say when you're trying to get $24,000 and you have $184 of it thus far. So not a great grift. I always sort of like... Respected is the wrong word, but I always sort of...
Revered the police? Admired them? What would you say?
I just thought it was such a fucking hard job, you know? No, the thing where it was like, the people who would cynically buy the like bumper sticker or the little card that says like I love the police or whatever,
and then they wouldn't, yeah, then put it on their car or whatever.
They wouldn't get tickets. Like, I would never do it, and I don't think it's a great idea, but I can at least see why you'd be like, you know what, maybe this $50 will get me out of like a $300 ticket at mm-hmm. some point in my life. I can at least like understand the math you're trying to do, you know? But this is like so stupid. This doesn't get you out of anything. You think the cop sees the thin blue line thing where you have your license in there?
Yeah.
License and registration, please. Oh, yeah, here. You know what? I'm not going to take it out of the thing. I got this little thing. So why don't you take it out? And the guy sees you pulling the like black thing out of your fucking glove box and just lights you up. Don't fucking do this.
Open fire on you immediately.
Jesus Christ. Stupid. Stupid, I mean, guys.
You heard about the fucking guy who stopped like the shooter. And then when the cops showed up, the cops shot that guy.
Yeah.
And then you heard about in LA where they seized a bunch of fireworks and then detonated them on scene and like blew up a bunch of cars and stuff.
Right.
I don't know that this this little folder for your license and registration and stuff is gonna fix any of that.
But maybe it might. No, it's not going to. Pretty good idea. You know what? Good idea to take the fireworks out of the house. I think step two was hard.
Let's blow these up. Should we take them out of the house first? I guess so. Let's put them in a truck in the middle of the street instead.
Okay, fine. not too smart of guys there. Anyways, Mike, that's the thin blue line insurance and registration holder. And that is the six pack. We've got time for one more thing here on YKS. And that, my friends, is where you come in.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallaudet 10. Send a C37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang, that's where you come in. Scott writes in, hey, Mike and JF, longtime listener, first time mailer. I'd stopped listening to the pod for a few months because your voices were getting too insufferable. Okay. Instead, I often put on mindless. Wait a minute. Scott, typo detected. Mindless YouTube content?
Ooh, Scott.
Yeah.
Proofread your fucking shit, bro.
Whose voice is insufferable now, my man? How you like them apples, motherfucker? How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples?
Get his ass.
Fuck you, Scott, you piece of
fuck
shit.
Fuck you.
Okay.
That's fun. That's the most fun we're going to have all day.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I often put on mindless YouTube content. Think Gordon Ramsay videos or videos of buildings collapsing. Eventually, though, I dug my way through the new episodes. And imagine my shock to hear that in episode 207, you actually play one of my occasional YouTube binges, Rob Wolchek. That's the local TV guy who puts people in the Hall of Shame. Mike, we did this last week, I guess. He was mm-hmm. taking one of the mask guys to task, right, for scamming people.
Yeah.
He says, I enjoy his videos more than you guys probably do, and even though there will be some questionable politics, it's fun to see him confront people who scammed charities or whatever. That got me thinking, what stupid YouTube or general internet content do you waste time consuming? And what can you guys play live on the show next? I'm thinking you can react to an episode of Kitchen Nightmares and talk about how you can't be microwaving frozen lasagna and calling it fresh or whatever. Hope all is well up there in Tennessee. Your fan and close friend, Scott. Scott, thank you, brother. Yeah, you know, we were able to secure a copy of that, The Lost Bar Rescue from Tennessee, the one which was only aired by accident, like at midnight, because the owner went on to kill a patron like a week before it was due to come out.
Can't kill your patrons, gang, even though sometimes you might want to. Scott.
That's true. So we could definitely do need to do more TV stuff. It feels too easy almost to sit down and watch TV and then talk over it. But I think people actually do like that a lot. And that's nice. So we will definitely do some of that stuff. You know, we've been doing the British TV which has been very funny. But I think now that I'm very Australian, I think maybe we could we find some Australian TV? Ooh, maybe to
maybe we do that.
Not Rubbish Lads, but like
Bogan Buds, something.
Bogan something Buds.
Why not?
You know, why I think not? we could do Bogan Buds. That is a fucking incredible idea. Between the voice mod thing we just did and then the Bogan Buds, this is like really been a. I'm smiling. This is like a good day.
I wish I knew more YouTube guys. The only things I've stumbled upon by chance, I mean, they were really good. I found the. I don't want to. This is going to sound like a brag. It's going to sound like the shittiest brag in the entire world.
Here it comes.
I found that video of the toy skeleton going crazy and the people freaking out about it. So yeah. I found that one. And then I also found this guy loves to be glued.
Yes.
He changed his name to Loves 3 Be Glued. Who put horse glue on his diaper and then sat in a wooden chair and he would like,
yes,
you know, try and get free from the glue, but he wasn't trying that hard.
He would kind of like moan, yeah, right?
But his voice is what he had like a vocal effect on.
So he's like, oh, I'm really glued. I'm so glued.
It's fucking great. Let me see if I can find it actually.
It
his videos
really
are still up.
Yeah, but you said he's locked up as well, right? Like there's some content we can't get to.
Well, he just stopped. He stopped uploading new videos because like it blew up because everybody found out about it. But here's the video. I'm going to play it. I love this shit. My diaper covers are glued nice and tight. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get free.
He's trying to get out of his chair, yeah. Oh, he's really glued.
And he says as such.
Boy, am I glued.
Boy, am I glued.
That's good. That's really good. But so you're not watching that all the time, though. You're like, you're not sitting back and watching that like recreationally, no. You know.
I wish I could find more, you know, guys like that.
It's hard.
It's hard to find guys. Like, I'll be on Twitter, you know, and I look for guys.
Yeah.
And I just look through spammer profiles, and you go to these spammer profiles who are like, send me iTunes cards, you know, and then you go to the likes of the spammers.
Yeah.
And it's all like the nastiest guys. And so I hit like a gold mine just recently, like looking through all these guys, and I found the guy with the really curly hair who says, we really need to rock. And
yes,
he has this little selfie up. He rocks, man.
Guys that look like fucking cartoon characters. Like, you've never seen people who look like this and act in the totally disgusting rocks way.
It rocks, man.
That they act.
Just the worst selfies. No, I mean, it's amazing. And then it's like, or it's like they're replying to a porn star in one tweet. And then like the next tweet, they're like saying something about like politics. And then the next tweet is like just their cock.
Yeah. And the one after that is like, I love my grandson.
Yeah. Oh, I found the one. I found the one where it was like the guy who took the selfie with his grandma or whatever. And she was on like the hospital bed. And then like the next tweet was like him jacking off. But that's what I do all day long. That rocks. Yeah.
That's what Mike does. I don't really mess around with that stuff. I'm sort of just concentrating on like bettering myself.
Yeah.
Mental health, community stuff. I'm doing outreach and stuff like that as well. So it's kind of just important. No, I don't do that. I go on there and I watch Joey, and then I watch a different video where a lady's in her kitchen cooking something called killed lettuce. I like to watch that video.
So. I'm so glued. Oh boy.
Woo 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 woo.
Quick correction. The Germany, Austria, Italy alliance in World War I were called the Central Powers, not the Axis Powers. So Snoopy was fighting against the Central Powers with his doghouse.
And we thank him for his service.